cosa rara. Toda mi ti Gesù, cosa rara. Lord, a mighty hand if you believe it. Hallelujah. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. I love the Message translation. It seems like a dream, too good to be true. When God returned Zion's exile. That's not where I like. Verse 2. That's what I like. We laughed. We sang. We couldn't believe our good fortune. You know where I'm going? We were the talk of the nations. If Jesus didn't say, I am, nobody would say, thou art. Let me tell you something. You can take this to the bank. Except your heart is not connected. If you stand here, grace must come on you. There are many people that have left here. The grace they took from here, they are going around the world with it. Grace, because grace can increase. Give the Lord a mighty hand. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise. Thank you for what you're doing. We appreciate you. Come on, go ahead and pray in tongues if you believe it. Come on, don't be quiet. Release your faith. Wherever you are seated, pray in tongues. Anything can happen tonight. God is here. The champion of Koza is here. Karababa. Unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. Come on, go ahead. Make it louder. Let your face show. I've already started. Don't be waiting. Let's pray before we start. I've started. Karababa kasatarababa. Sheteri bababa. Karabaka santarababa. Oh, sheteri boko santoro boko soto. Go ahead. Build up like an edifice. The same you that attended this program is not the same you that will attend the 7 days of glory. You would have changed. You would have metabolized. You would have metamorphosed. Come on, go ahead and pray in tongues. Oh, roba baba baka satara baba. Shatara baba. Shatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat I can't hear you. Do you believe what you read at all in the Bible? That you build up when you're praying in tongues? Jesus. Yes. Yes, I know. Lord Jesus is here. Sing for me. I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Jesus, I can see His power. Yes, Lord. Walking in me. I can see His power walking in me. I don't look like my past. Oh, power walking in me. I know. Who is going to prophesy with me? And I know. That Jesus is me. I know that I know. Let no one remain the same. Thank you, Father. I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm just like a microphone. Speak through me. Let both the speaker and the hearer be catapulted to where they belong. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Why don't you clap for Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? I know you're standing. Hallelujah. We're going to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 together while you're standing. Ready? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Ready? Go. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is. Not as it was, as He is. And what I know about Jesus is that He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Reigning as He is, so are we in this world. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. Together, I know you're standing. Ready? Go. Yeah. Much more. Much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life with Christ Jesus. Revelation 5 and verse 10. Revelation 5. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. I showed you three scriptures. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth. It's not your mentality, it's not your experience. The truth shall be established. Say it to 23 people. I am reigning with Jesus on earth. 23 people. You can say to 22, the 23rd person will be the devil. Let him know. I'm reigning. No matter what I feel or see, I'm reigning with Christ on earth. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. This 23 will never finish. Love you right back. God bless you. I can hear you a little bit today. Thank you, guys. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. All of them are stars. They're just humble in their church. Praise God. If there's one thing you need to know and you need to understand is that I'm not under any compulsion or any pressure to give you a word of prophecy or to lie to you or to say God said what he didn't say. Those who are close to me, they found out that some days to the end of the year, I wasn't available on the phone anymore. They couldn't reach me because for the first time, I wanted to be, it took me a long time to have a theme for the month, for the year. And I wanted to be sure what God was saying. Even though from November, God has been talking to me about reigning with Christ Jesus. So I wanted to be sure. I remember one year we went to do a wedding in Kaduna. While driving to Kaduna, God, I think around October, God gave me a word. The couple are here, I'm looking at them. God gave me a word from October. But this one, up until second to the last day, I was still saying, God, are you seeing this? This is the mind of God. If you don't enter into it, it was your choice. You just made up your mind not to believe it. That's why I showed you three scriptures. As he is, not when he was on earth. So don't show me scriptures that he was born in the carpenter's house. As he is, as angels are shouting, holy, holy, so are we in this world. And in the Old Testament, it says that you are a king or a priest. You couldn't be the two. Even though David operated in the two because he lived above his generation. Anybody who is born again in the 21st century was called to be a king and a priest at the same time. That's why you can decree and declare and you can pray. So you have a scepter of kingship and you have a censer of a priesthood. That's why you can intercede. That's why you can pray. And you come out and say, in the name of Jesus, out! You can function in the two realms. Because Christ made you. It wasn't, we didn't twist his arm to the, if he told us to choose, we didn't even know what to choose. So, in the course of these 12 days, everybody that comes off stage will be sharing with you secrets. How to reign with Jesus. Today, I bring a strange message to you. I want to show you what to do to reign. In Job 34, let me start by reading 2 Samuel 19, 9 to 14. 2 Samuel 19, 9 to 14. Now all the people were in a dispute throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, the king saved us from the hand of our enemies. He delivered us from the hand of the Philistines. Now he has fled from the land because of Absalom. But Absalom, whom we anointed over us, has died in battle. Now therefore, why do you say nothing about bringing back the king? So David sent to Zadok and Abiathar the priest, saying, speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last? I can't finish this message. Why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? Since the words of all Israel have come to the king, to his very house. Verse 12. You are my brethren, you are my bone, you are my flesh. Why then are you the last to bring back the king? Say to Amasa, if you're Yoruba, Amasa. Amasa Yoruba means you know something and you run away. Are you not my bone and my flesh? God, do so to me. And more also, if you are not commander of the army before me continually in place of Joab. Verse 14. Let's read that together. So, the heart of all men of Judah, just as the heart of one man, so that return you and you all your servants. David said, when are you going to bring back the king? And I want to say that to you right now. Who is the king in your life? When are you going to return? You are supposed to improve as a Christian, but when are you going to return to that humble self, that meek Christian, that the word of God, you are pliable, God can talk to you. Now when they show you the scripture, you say, huh? That's Old Testament. You now have what to defend with. Oh, I'm in Greece. I'm in this. No, that's not for me. The word of God is not like a supermarket to you. When are you? Who is the king that replaced the king of kings in your heart? When are you going to bring back the king to his house? You may be seated and people think you're a good Christian. But when, what day, are you going to sit down? You see, self-leadership is best leadership. Anybody can point fingers. You know, till today, Adam has not apologized to God. Why did you do this? The wife you gave to me. Wife, why did the serpent? No record in the Bible that they called God down. Sit down, God. We are sorry. Passing the buck is human. And the reason why I did what I did was because my mom was not there for me. The reason why I've showed you how that Jesus Christ grew up in Nazareth. People that had backgrounds that were not supposed. The Bible was not supposed. Their name were not supposed to be written in the Bible. They made up their mind that they will strike their generation. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will be exactly what God made it to be. Situations and things in your generation will not sway you and bounce you off in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. When are you going to bring back the king? Today I want to show you what to do to reign. One of the things people do in the 21st century is rebellion. When someone speaks against a leader, let me say government, people think it's intelligent. Talk is cheap. Act, let's see your action. Most critics do nothing because they think everybody's like them. Oh, why is it quiet in this Pentecostal church? Can bullets hit you at home when you are not at war? You are bragging. No bullet has hit me. You didn't go to war. What have you done before? People cannot run their homes. They are abusing people that are trying something. What are you talking about? Talk is cheap. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, you know, I build up people. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. What? So we have many witches. Listen to me. And the Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. What? I'm just stubborn. Just be stubborn. God says yes. Stubbornness is like, you know, there was a word among the leaders. Be careful about stubbornness. I didn't know who the word was for. And the son was stubborn. And the enemy had his way in that person's life. You may think the only sin is what your neighbor has. But I'm telling you, rebellion, God can't support you because you are giving the devil something to talk about. What was the devil that did the devil? It's called rebellion. When the devil was with God, he never rebelled. Oh, by the way, I hope you know that the devil was not in heaven. If you read Isaiah 14, 12 to 14, you know. He said, I will ascend to heaven. He was the one in Eden. Ezekiel 17, from 11 down, from 12 down. You know he was in Eden. He was the one God put in charge of the earth. And he will come to God and report. When you are with somebody you respect and you pretend or you are saying is nothing. But if you go for NYSC in the next state and you rebel and you become something else, then that's your true character. No matter what some people go through, some things cannot come out of them because the devil came to Jesus and found nothing of his property in him. I pray in the name of Jesus. As you prepare to reign with the king, there will be no fiber of rebellion in you. In the name of Jesus. In Job 34, 37. Job 34, 37. The Bible says, for he has rebellion to his sin. He has sinned before. He added rebellion. He claps his hand among us. It's because rebellious people pretend and multiplies his words against God. Rebellious people talk. You think they're intelligent. Even they think they're intelligent because they talk. Oh, they make excuses for why they did what they did, but they know what is wrong with every other person but them. That's why you've not moved forward. My wife and I have a policy. We don't talk against people. There are many people that have told me things and they expected I've told my wife and I didn't tell her. There are people that have told her things. Except it's necessary. There are many people I talk to, I say, look, the reason why I'm talking to you is because you're in charge. Because gossip, rebellion, all those things can affect you. Can affect the blessing. Can affect you from reigning. Yes, sir. So I want to encourage you. Because it's in 21st century. Because phone is cheap right now. Data. Everybody has data. When I was growing up, even if you had a phone in your house, your parents would lock the phone. So we learned how to tap. But now you have a phone. Even if the phone is cheap, you have a phone where you can talk. You can see anything. Anything out of your mouth. I pray that you will not just be born again. You don't just be a COSA member. God will use this message to deliver you. Amen. You will enter into something you've never entered into. Amen. Oh, that amen is getting lower. In the text I read to you, it says Absalom that we anointed to be king in the stead of David is now dead in battle. I may not be able to get there, but let me quickly say this to you. Rebellious people, they hang themselves, whether physically or morally or emotionally or spiritually, they get hanged. I believe strongly that in the name, everything that has hung you from now will let you go in the name of Jesus. You will reign with Christ Jesus. Absalom, that we anointed, is now dead in battle. The first thing I want you to know is that Absalom came from David. He wasn't older than David. He came from David. He came from the loins of David. I shared part of this message with my daughter this evening before I came to share with you. Should Absalom not look like David? Should he not look like David? He came from David. Every single thing people say about Absalom was from David. The royalty he enjoyed, the money he had, people that bow obeisance to him was because he was connected to David. David was a nobody. His family were nobodies until God found him in the desert. Absalom would have been a nonentity if he wasn't connected to David. But Absalom did not understand. There was a time that every house in this neighborhood was sent a gift. Every house. Can you imagine how many houses are in Guzape? Every house. I sent people from my office, I think, for 3 years. People close to my house, I don't want to call them my neighbor, so that you don't figure out. They pulled down my fence. You know my reply? I bought rams. I bought rice. I bought oil. I said, go and give all of them. They took it. Muslims said, Akai, pastor. I'm not the one that did it though. I said, no, it's not. Okay. That was my reply. So if you are connected to someone like me, and you mention my name, among people I've done good to, if they want to be true, they will say, come inside. You've done nothing. Somebody paid a price. You entered into it. Absalom did not know that how many battles David had fought. Even the genes he carried. Even the things he could do naturally. He got it from David. Young people, be careful. I am never carried away. Never. One day, one of my mentors told me, who needs who? Me or you? I said, you, sir. You are 40 years in ministry. I'm going to be 24 in February. Full time. But you are 40 years full time. I am the one that needs you. Young people don't think like that. They think they're smarter. They think they're better. You can know how to operate the phone. You can have ideas. You can shoot yourself. You can be sharp, as mighty as the arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. If you are not in the hand of a mighty man, you are as useless. Can arrow fire himself? There are opportunities. One day I was reading Psalm 91 verse 14. Because you have set the Lord on high, I will set you. And God told me, do you know there are people you can set on high? I said, yes, sir. He said to me, I hope they will realize soon. Just a phone call. Someone called me in London and said, Pastor, I just got a London visa. I'm the first in my generation to have it. I got it. I came to London. I didn't know where to minister. I laughed. And I called Pastor Matthew's wife. I said, so person is in town. Would you do it for me, ma? Let this person minister in your church tomorrow. Now, the relationship I had with Pastor Yemisi, Pastor Matthew, I put everything down in one day. She called me back in 30 minutes. I barely know this guy, one of the musicians. She called me back in 30 minutes and said, we planned the program, but let him in the largest church in the UK. I remember many years ago when they did that UC. We invited a guest minister when we were in Loring to come and minister. And she said on stage, very soon I will be at IGOC. And I said to her, please, can I just come for that program? And she got a letter from KICC to give to me. They rejected me with the visa. And I was the one preaching at IGOC. I could call and say, please, this person is in London. Oh, born dog. Where will he meet Pastor Matthew's wife? What your mentors do for you, and I'm not talking about church alone, even where you work, they carry you on. As the father said, if I stood far in life, if I saw father in life, it's because I stood on the shoulders of Tommy. But young people think they are intelligent. They think the whole world should bow before them. That's why they're not reigning. Because the protocol in the kingdom you belong to is honor. He said, if I'm your father, where's my honor? You're a father now. We should be able to talk to you anyhow. It is your culture, not Bible. What you do to a father is honor. And I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name. Your eyes will be open. I say your eyes will be open. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I've taught you that Japheth is Europe. Look behind your Bible. You see there. Shem is Israel. Eh? Who is the last person? Am is Africa. I'm sure you've asked the question, what has Africa done? I went to a certain country and I saw technology there. I said, wow, we got to have this here. They said, they don't sell to Africa. This speaker. There is not one in Africa apart from this. We bought it to Dubai to bring it here. They checked their record. They said, there's none. Kira, L Acoustics in Africa? No. That's why you are hearing what you are hearing. Oh, even if you don't clap, I will clap for myself. I won't tell you the price we bought it when we bought it. Hallelujah. They told told us in that country that this technology is not for Africa. There are contents on your YouTube. Check it. They will tell you in your country, you can't open it. Oh, people will write there, you are racist. Yeah. Say anything you want to say. Where did Ham get cursed? He saw the nakedness of his father. And Noah cursed Africa. You may not believe me. Check your Bible. You will see Shem. When you hear Semitic, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish people, they are from Shem. Japheth is Europe. Ham is Africa. In the name of Jesus, people will come to you and they'll be tripping the kind of grace you carry. You don't know how I feel when Americans come to Nigeria and they come to this church and they say, wow, what? We invited a guest minister from America. He was crying. The kind of welcome we give. You think we have money scratching our body. We are doing things that we are no longer connected to Ham. We are connected to Jesus. Announce to three people around you. Tell them the rebellion has died in me. I want to reign with Jesus. Don't do it. It doesn't work anywhere. And God will never support you. Because you remind God of Satan. Sit down. I've not started preaching. Everything Absalom got, it got from David. Everything. Not some things. Everything. The chariots in front of him, it was because he was the king's son. Every single thing, it got from David. The opportunities, the privileges, the honor, the house, the everything came from his father, David. Number two, Absalom was handsome. Even girls, when they saw him from the back, they thought it was a girl. His ear was long. The Bible says when they cut his ear and they weed the ear that they cut, he almost broke the scale. He had to cut his ear many times not to be too hairy. He was very handsome. He got that from David. This guy worked on the external things. Oh, when he appeared and looks the way he looked like a prince. Are you alive? Yes, sir. And he was soft-spoken. Oh, if Absalom speaks here, everybody will rise to their feet and say, ah, what an orator. This guy should be the next king. Everything on the external, Absalom had it. May your grace not finish on the external. In the name of Jesus. When he finished speaking, people clapped for him. He was a great politician. He could talk. And he pretended he was humble. I think he was a Yoruba guy. He would bow like this. When you finish, I'll show you. He could pretend. He knew how to have bad thing on his inside and laugh. You remember when his half-brother, Amnon, slept with Tamar? Ah! Absalom went to meet Tamar immediately. Shh, don't say anything. Oh, you would have thought he would react next week, in 2 weeks' time. 2 years. When everybody in the house thought everything was okay. Even Amnon thought everything was okay. He went and put David under pressure. Said, long live, O king. I want to celebrate my birthday. And I want my brothers. He didn't say your son, my brothers, to come. You know, I do sheep sharing. Please, I want my brothers to come. Please. Ah, David said to him in 2 Samuel 13:25, don't let all of us come. We will burden you. Don't let everybody. We will be a burden to you. Said, so we have to. You have to come. You don't come. Let all the boys. And David, because of royalty, protected his sons. They couldn't just go anywhere. I told you, anywhere there's polygamy, there's witchcraft. So David protected people. He didn't want all his sons to travel at the same time, be at one place, so that somebody will not wipe out his family. He said, no, we'll be a body. Let some come. Absalom said, no, sir. Do this one thing for me. Let everybody come. And he has told his guards, mark where Amnon sits. The moment I give you face, kill him. Don't strike twice. Kill him. Prince, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just kill him. A rebellious person is someone that can pretend. They know what you want to hear. A husband that is rebellious to God can live in the same house with a girl, with a wife, with his wife, and put her away for many years. Anytime the wife goes to him, say, sweetheart, I'm sorry. What's the issue there? Chovegbo. 7 years ago. 7 years ago. When my mom came, your food had salt. Hello. Or maybe as you face these people. If it's a wife also that wants to show the husband, give him food, do everything, you will just pretend. So you don't have anything to put your finger on. Rebellion is never of God. Especially if 1 John 1:9 ensues between the two of you. If you confess your sin, it's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Absalom is someone that can. On his phone, he's talking to adversaries and is here. How can you be? How can word of prophecy hit you? How can you reign with Jesus Christ? I asked someone that was working here. Maybe we were doing a meeting. My network is on my phone. I would just say, "Oh, let me just use your phone." He will be shaking, shaking. Till I give him back his. Ask my wife, why is this person shaking? I didn't know that he was here talking to adversaries. No wonder I wasn't blessed. Rebellion. I had someone. Oh, there are people that have boutiques in church. I will send them to people that have boutiques in church. I will say, no, please don't sow a seed. I'm going to pay. First service, it will dress well. Because I dress well. Second service, it's as if they use his clothes to wipe the floor. Because that's how he eats. People must pity him and say, oh, did you see Pastor Bjorn? Did you see him? Oh. So, the clothes I bought for him, is not, he's affecting market. So many times I woke up, I said, but I bought you clothes. Why? There was no light. There was no. How? What is wrong? Rebellion. When you are in a system, you say you have a mind of your own. Even if you move from Access Bank to GTB, they will train you. See, in this bank, this is how we behave. It's different. Please allow me. Please forgive me. People in Zenith Bank, they can wear gold. You can't do that in GTB. It's a different culture. What's going on? It's what I observed. Have they changed it? People in Zenith Bank can wear gold, wear anything. Because in Toba, you're Kunlangbo. The person that has a big stomach is the person we give money to. So you can wear anything. But in GTB Bank, they're conservative. So you must know where you belong, where you are, and know how you behave. Imagine if they ask me to pray in Winner's Chapel, and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today, God. Bishop will open his eyes and say, are you all right? Are you all still here? We asked someone to pray in Kosa one day, many years ago. He said, Father! He kept quiet. I said, not here. Because that's how they use bread to eat their food where they came from. I said, not in Kosa. Father! I said, not here. Because some churches, if you don't pray like that, they don't think you're anointed. So, you study an environment. It's just intelligence. You know what happens there, and you're plugging. Paul says, I'm all things unto all men that may win some. You don't get to a place where someone calls himself brother, beautiful father, and say, Bishop. No, you'll be offended. And you don't get to a bishop and say, Brother. You'll be offended. He may not show it, but you'll be offended. Are you trying to? So you understand the protocol of the atmosphere. Are you following what I'm saying? How can you come to church, you're on the stage with a rumpled shirt in Kosa? Why? Even if you don't cut your hair, somebody will cut you. Somebody will say, oh, this brother doesn't have money. Let me pay for your hair in Kosa. People have come to Kosa, I mean, people that park cars, they dash them a car, the car park. Prosperity is the emblem of this church. Talk to me. I know you're not clapping because you've never given to someone before. Praise God. Praise God. Absalom pressed David and said, I want my brothers to come. And he already marked the place. When Amnon was rejoicing, I wish I could describe it to you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the crown prince is here. Because he's the firstborn. The crown prince is here. Please, everybody, rise your feet. And Amnon was coming. No, they said, don't come like that. You must dance to come in. They must play music for you. Since our father is not here. And Absalom knew that was the last dance. They know what you want to hear. They know how to behave in front of you. But behind, they know what they say. How can prophecy work for you? How? Some even say, oh, I'm your son. I'm your daughter. I'm your this. And I'm not talking only about church. What I do is, if I can't forgive you, I leave your place. But for me to have bitterness and be relating with you, it will work. God will not bless that kind of thing. You can't reign with Christ like that. And why I'm teaching this, I believe strongly why the Holy Spirit said I should teach this, is because there are a lot of people dealing with two personalities. A lot of people. Your friends are rebels. And you expect that the prayer they pray for you will come to pass. How? It won't. I read the scripture to you in the morning or yesterday that the blessing may rest in your house. The Bible says the curse of the law is in the house of a thief. The curse of the Lord. Do you have a curse in your house? Do you have a curse in your office? Is your office, they will sit down and be gossiping. Ah! Where you want to make money. And you are saying, I don't know, maybe it's Buhari regime. Who told you that? Prophecy can work for you. Say in the name of Jesus. Any ladder I've opened for the enemy, in the name of Jesus, is out of my life right now. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Amnon was laughing from side to side. He thought, Absalom, what a good guy. If Absalom had called him, I don't like what you did, he would have apologized. 2 years after. 2 years after. He had something on his side. And he was greeting him, but he had something on his side. You know what is trending right now? Mental health. Once you just say you are not well, everybody, but as a Christian, you're supposed to be well. Yeah. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. Was Jesus mad? I want to ask you a question as I move forward. How much did Absalom spend in organizing that party? At the end of the day, people didn't hit him. How much did he spend on pounded yam? How much did he spend on jollof rice? What about the cows that were killed? The meat that they cut like this? The smell. How much did Absalom can spend any money to deal with you? He can use 5 million to chase 50,000 from you. Any unrepentant pursuer you have in your life, may this sing before you. May this sing before you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. You know the worst thing? When Amnon was dead, Absalom was crying. Who did this to my father? Who did? And he was the one that plotted it. He's the one that plotted it. It was the son of David's, it was his cousin that came and said, all your, because David thought they've killed all his sons. Because the moment they killed Amnon, everybody fled. That was how the party ended. The party was organized just to kill Amnon. In Yoruba, they say, Ugbe Geshanyo. In other words, you can imagine riding at the back of a cockroach. That's what, you know, they told him to ride on a horse, but it was a cockroach that they gave to him. That will not be your portion. I say that will not be your portion. Absalom is not someone that you can beg. Oh, pastor spoke and said, oh, you do this, return this, let it be over. No. Absalom will go back and say, did you hear what pastor said? I'm sure pastor was supporting that person, not supporting me. He's a spirit. He has no gender. Spirits don't have gender. Absalom is gone, but the spirit exists. Anything heaven releases never goes back to heaven. Anything hell releases never goes back. That's why John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah. He doesn't go back. Spirit of Jezebel is still on earth. Don't think it's only a female that carried it. If you think it's only a female, you have missed it. This spirit I'm describing to you, the spirit of Absalom, a lot of people carry it, yet they speak in tongues. And that's why they can't reign with Christ Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will reign. You will stand out. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Oh, he has begged. She has begged. Absalom does not accept. Never. That's why rebellion is like a witchcraft. You don't beg a witch. She never forgives you. He never forgives you. Absalom also can pretend that he has repented. He can pretend he has repented. When he killed Amnon, he ran away and went to live in another city. For 3 years, it took David to be looking for him. Ah, at this point, I can't lose 2 children. Since I've lost Amnon, I shouldn't lose Absalom. He went and said, who will bring back Absalom to me? That's the heart of a father. No, let bygone, as you say, be bygone. When Absalom came, I thought Absalom was going to go to the palace to say, Father, I'm sorry. What Amnon did pained me. That was why I killed him. And they will end it there. You know, if you're a critic, you think everybody's a critic. If you're stingy, you think everybody's stingy like you. If you're not a giver, you think, where does he get? You think everybody doesn't give like you. If you don't win souls, you think everybody's like you. Very, very simple. If you're a gossip, you think everybody gossips. So you the people you gossip with, you gossip them too. Because you think You know what Absalom said? Absalom said, "Oh, David wanted to trick me. He didn't forgive me." Oh, so David said, "Please, come and kiss him in the mouth and give me a position to prove to him that I love you. What you've done is wrong. You don't know the gravity of what you've done, but it's okay." He kissed him and gave him a position. I asked Dr. Mike Murdock many years ago, I said, "You spent many years in ministry. What have you discovered?" He smiled. You know the way he smiled? And scratched his head. He said, "Rebellious people don't change." I said, "Can you see that?" He said, "That's what I've discovered in ministry." If the first time David just let Absalom go, oh, I've saved him. But he brought him back and gave him position. You know what he did with that position? He woke up in the morning and never went to pray. He stood by the gate. Not to pray. Shatarapapapapa. Oh Lord, protect my father. As a judge. No. He said, "How are you doing?" He hugged them. Be careful with hug. Be careful. Some people don't hug you because they love you. They want to win the heart of the people. You see, as this church is like this, some people are, God sent them to Abuja. They don't want to work. They want to meet you at the car park and give you prophecy. I'll give you prophecy. Go and do your own work. Are you getting into someone's field and be arrested? You're a thief. Yes, sir. We started this church on the street. Don't wait till people believe in you. There's a time you speak for your vision. There's a time your vision speaks for you. Some people will get close to you just to, there's a particular boy that came to church. He told me something in confidence that I don't want to say here right now. I said, "Okay, I will help you." It's 12 days of glory like this. I said, "When the program finishes, I gave him a seat in front. I said, I will help you when the program finishes." But while the program was going on, he was taking people's numbers. And taking people's numbers around him where he was seated. And I said to him, "If I didn't put you on that seat, will any protocol allow you to sit there?" He said, "No." "So why did you do that?" He said, "Something's following me." I said, "Surely, surely." You know, at the cross, Jesus cried and said, "Surely, this is the Son of God." I said, "Surely, something must be following you." I took him downstairs. He was denying. I said, "Okay, you think we just do church here? Let me show you the picture of what you did." I showed him the video. He said, He knelt and said, "Every time someone wants to help him, something will happen." I said, "The same story has happened right now. As you are entering that door, I will never see you again." That was how the guy left. He didn't want to do his. I was going to buy him a land, set up a church for him. He has chosen the place where he wanted to. Everything he wanted. Because I looked at, everybody needs mercy. There's nobody that doesn't wish there's something in their past they can cut off. Everybody, and I believe God sent him to me. But no, you don't do that. You've not dealt with some things. You've not cut something off. Pray for you in the name of Jesus. In 2023, when Christ is enlisting people that will reign with him, as he gives them cities, city is not literal city, God will remember you. God will give you something that will not finish. In the name of Jesus. Do you know what I tell my children? You can be a child of a great person and be little. Lapidoth was little. His wife was great, but Deborah was great, but he was little. If you are little, what will you do? Nothing. You'll be abusing. I've never seen where people break down someone's house to build their own. We pull down the blocks in that building. Will you buy it to build your own? No. As you are pulling that person's house, yours will not be built. And that person is likely to rebuild his house because he has built it before. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus. I say you will stand out. I say you will stand out. In the name of Jesus. Absalom went to look for Joab. I don't want to get into that. And began to pretend. David kissed him and restored him. You know what he did? When he had that position, he hired 50 men on chariots and horses to be running ahead of him. Like convoy. What a spirit. He's not the king yet. David just wanted to assure him and give him a position. Said in front of him, chariot and horses, 50 men. Absalom has not arrived. The youths arrived. Boom. They shot down everywhere. Who is coming? The king? No. Absalom. 50 men, they run before him. That was how this guy became popular than the king. Everything he had, he got from David. Position, the respect people give to him, the honor, every single thing from David. You know what gets people depressed here? You know, one HOD confided in me and wrote me a letter. He said, Pastor, when you changed my department, people I had been HOD for 7 years didn't greet me. Oh, yes. They will not greet you. Because human beings are fickle. They just put you on a horse to ride. And you, when you go there, you found out it was a cockroach. The reason why you are what you are where you work is because your boss lifted you up, gave you opportunity. Some of you traveled because your organization made you travel for the first time. When you got into the plane, you felt it was your right. They could have told someone else. Everything you do for them, they trained you. They could have trained someone else. You don't see it as an opportunity from the Lord. Bible says, servant, deal with your master as unto the Lord. God is recording what you're doing. They may be wrong. Must you be wrong? I don't know why it's quiet here. I don't know. You know I will talk anything God tells me to say. One of the first scripture I saw was Jeremiah 1:5-7. He said, don't be afraid of their faces. Absalom loves to be seen. Absalom loves to be exalted. Absalom is the type that will say, oh, no, my father. He likes yes men. The people around him are yes men. If your mentor doesn't trust you, it's your fault. It's your fault. If your mentor doesn't trust you. It's when somebody says something, because you didn't say something to him. You allow people to say something to him. You didn't say something. You didn't assure him. You didn't do, in fact, he has seen that you're not a straight person. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm trying to jump some things because of time. I used to have a guy who was a minister of mine in London. He called people together. I just drove back in the church and I saw people doing all night prayer. I said, what are you doing? Said the person said they should do all night prayer. I said, okay, sorry, sorry. It's good to pray. Next service, all night prayer. I called one person that I thought was close to me. Why are you doing all night prayer? Said the person said, the testimonies are not enough. But they should pray. But they can see that testimonies are not. They're not. But when they pray, so people will come, they will kneel down before him, he will lay. And that's the guy I wanted to hand over the church to. That was all I needed to see. I just said, wow, what a life. What a life. I was counseling a particular person The person told me many years ago that this particular person told him that this church is not enough. Go to a mountain and see a prophet. I said, did you go there? He said, yeah, I went there. What happened to you? He said, Pastor, what I saw, I can't tell you. I said, oh, wow. Don't go there again. But Mary kept these things in his heart. Because I speak to my ministers every time. So it is calling him and say, why did you take someone to a mountain? Why are you is that what will change the person? No, you won't change the person. I just called people that I thought were fools following him. I said, the relationship I have with you, if he has it, he will celebrate. He